On board the sled, the heat transfer printer had already begun to hum and click. The printer was enclosed in a clear plastic covering and was slowly ejecting a heavy, curled paper. Nora waited until the device had completed printing, and then she reached up under the plastic and removed the printout. "They'll see," she thought, carrying the printout over to the flare so that everyone could see it. "There won't be any salt water." Everyone gathered around as Nora stood over the flare, clutching the printout tightly in her gloves. She took a deep breath and uncurled the paper to examine the data. The image on the paper made her recoil in horror. "Oh, God!" Nora stared, unable to believe what she was looking at. As expected, the printout revealed a clear cross-section of the water-filled meteorite shaft. But what Nora had never expected to see was the hazy, grayish outline of a humanoid form floating halfway down the shaft. Her blood turned to ice. "Oh, God! There's a body in the extraction pit!" Everyone stared in stunned silence. The ghost-like body was floating head down in the narrow shaft. Billowing around the corpse like some sort of cape was an eerie, shroud-like aura. Nora now realized what the aura was. The GPR had captured a faint trace of the victim's heavy coat, what could only be a familiar, long, dense camel hair. "It's Ming," she said in a whisper. "He must have slipped." Nora Manger never imagined that seeing Ming's body in the extraction pit would be the lesser of the two shocks the printout would reveal. But as her eyes traced downward in the shaft, she saw something else. The ice beneath the extraction shaft. Nora stared. Her first thought was that something had gone wrong with the scan. Then, as she studied the image more closely, an unsettling realization began to grow like the storm gathering around them. The paper's edges flapped wildly in the wind as she turned and looked more intently at the printout. "But that's impossible." Suddenly, the truth came crashing down. The realization felt like it was going to bury her. She forgot all about Ming. Nora now understood. The salt water in the shaft. She fell to her knees in the snow beside the flare. She could barely breathe. Still clutching the paper in her hand, she began trembling. "My God, it didn't even occur to me." Then, with a sudden eruption of rage, she spun her head in the direction of the NASA habosphere. "You bastards!" she screamed, her voice trailing off in the wind. "You goddamn bastards!" In the darkness, only 50 yards away, Delta One held his Kryptalk device to his mouth and spoke only two words to his controller. "They know."